Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A., where we talk about calcium bentonite clay and answer your questions. I'm your host, Perry A., the author of the book Living Clay, and I've researched clay for quite a while and have discovered working with our customers or with people who have called who have had testimonials to share. Then investigating the scientific side as much as there is there can really figure out how clay works. Now, some of you may be new to this lecture, and I'm going to briefly describe what clay is. It's volcanic ash. It's the burnout core of Mother Earth, and what makes it unique is the process it went through to make clay. It had to go through the tremendous heat of the volcano that was so hot that it reduced this core of the earth into ash. And this plume of ash landed in an inland river, lake, or seabed. And over millions of years, the seabed dries out and it becomes a vein of clay, a clay deposit. The clay is taken from the ground in a rock form. It's scooped out and hauled to a mill where it's milled to a fine powder. Anything that is burnt, even charcoal, there are a lot of similarities between clay and charcoal, and that's one of the questions I get quite often. Charcoal is wood that's been burned, and anything you burn, there is a transformation of energy. The energy leaves. When you burn logs, you feel the heat leave. And as the heat leaves, the logs shrink. If you burn them completely, they go to ash. If you burn them part way and put out the fire, you have charcoal. Well, it has a vacuum in it, this negative charge caused by the heat leaving. So it leaves a vacuum in the ash or the charcoal, or the clay in this case. So this vacuum in clay has a negative charge. Now, some clays swell, some calcium bentonite swell. When they swell, imagine the clay as little thin layers. If you look in the microscope, they're like little tiny thin microscopic business cards. They're a little rectangular shape. And when you add water and hydrate it and activate it, those little layers expand. There's like a little spring that opens them up in between. And this is the molecular structure of the clay that lets water in. And in this hydrated form, it exposes the negative charge on all these little sheets that are inside these sheets. So it has a very, very strong magnet inside of it, and it's looking for a positive charged ion because it's negative. And guess what's positive charge? Your bad bacteria, your virus, your fungus, your molds, your yeast, your radiation, your chemicals, your pesticides, your herbicides, all these things carry a positive charge. They're not killed by the clay. They're sucked into that space and carried out of the body. So when you take it internally, it works from the mouth south. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. However, you do get a lot of benefits to the body through drinking it. Number one, it balances your pH. Clay has a 9.7 pH. Clays vary between an 8 and a 10 pH. There are a few acidic clays out there, so it's important to know your clays. They are acidic by environmental introduction of things that have penetrated the clay. So you want an alkaline pH. Well, it's going to clean house from your mouth south. Coat your stomach. When you have a good quality clay and you hydrate it, it should stay in emulsion. In other words, when you mix it with water to drink and make a liquid, you will have a thick, opaque liquid that you can't see through, kind of like chocolate milk, only it's gray. Now, you'll also, when you mix it yourself, have some residue at the bottom of the heavier grains and particles. Just leave those at the bottom. When you get down to it, add some water to it, shake it loose, and give it to your plants. It's very good for your plants. But this emulsified clay, when you put it in a glass and swirl it around and drink it, you'll notice there's a coating on the glass. And when if you try to rinse it out or just stick it in the sink and put water in it, when you come back later, the coating's still there. You literally have to take a wash rag and wash it off. And when you feel it, it's kind of slick. So this is how it works on your intestinal system. If you have ulcerated stomach or colon or inflammation in your colon or in your esophagus, it coats it, and it has this healing action that clay has. And so it protects the lining of your stomach. This is why it's so good for people who've been through chemo and their gut is raw and their stomach is raw and their esophagus is raw and their mouth is breaking out the sores. So they can take the clay between treatments and actually help them stay on their treatments. It has a multitude of beneficial effects. Okay, that's the short version. And now I'm going to go over and see if we have any questions in queue. And we do. Davis Montrose from New Orleans. How much liquid clay should I drink daily on a regular basis? If you've already done the cleanse and you just want to take it for maintenance, it will depend on a lot of variables. How much stress is in your life? How old you are? Older people seem to get more acidic. Ballpark figure, 1 ounce twice a day is a good maintenance level. If you feel any acidity or discomfort or something going wrong in your body, kick it up a notch. Just use your common sense. Clay's not like a drug that you have to have a specific amount. It would be very difficult to overdose on clay. I have one couple that are 65 years old, and she sent me a testimonial. She and her husband drank 6 ounces a day. They drank 2 ounces morning, noon, and night. And she woke up one morning, and she had this rash on her side. And she thought it was a spider bite. And she went to the doctor, and he said, "No, you have shingles." And he gave her an expensive cream and said, "How's your pain?" And she said, "I don't have any pain." And he kind of rolled his eyes and he said, "Well, I'm going to give you a prescription for pain because your shingles are going to get worse where they get better. And it has a fierce pain with it. And it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for it to run its course. You just have to bear with it and struggle through the pain of it." Well, she went home and started using the clay instead of the expensive cream. She said it kept it from spreading, and in 2 weeks' time, it was completely dried up. And during that time, she never had any pain. So clay is a natural analgesic, and it can really be beneficial. So the answer is, I would suggest 1 ounce 2 to 3 times a day for a maintenance. But if you need to kick it up for any reason, go ahead and kick it up. And because they kick theirs up, their maintenance level was 2 ounces, 6 ounces a day. When she got the shingles, she never had the pain. So that was the reason I was telling you that story. I kind of over-answered that. Another question, can clay be used to treat genital herpes outbreaks? If so, what's the best protocol? Absolutely it can. Number one, you want to drink the clay. Number two, you want to make the clay mass, the mud, and just take a handful and put it in the vaginal areas, push it up in you, keep it on the outside area where the itching and the outbreaks are, and wear a panty liner with it. Try to keep it on there 2 or 3 times a day. When you go to the bathroom, put a little fresh application. You'll find it's very cold and very soothing. But clay, genital herpes is a virus, and clay goes after viruses. They have a positive charge. But you got to keep the clay on it, okay? There is relief there. Another question. I've had a friend ask me, how is it that clay can be used to treat both constipation and diarrhea? That does seem contradictory. I know it does, but how is it possible? There are a lot of things about clay that we cannot figure out scientifically to put a definition to. My theory is clay is about balance. Clay is homeostasis. It wants, above anything, to bring your body into balance. A body in balance can heal itself. So if it's over-alkalized, it will give it a little acidity. If it's under-alkalized, it will bring it back up to an alkalized state. The same with diarrhea. It's able to treat both. Now, when you're taking clay, 10% of the people have constipation. The other 90% notice they have 3 regular bowel movements a day. They're thrilled to death. I don't know the difference in this. I've tried to figure it out. Drinking water isn't the factor. A lot of these people are vegetarian. They eat lots of vegetables, so that's not a factor. I've been told by other clay experts that it's an imbalance in the digestive system. If it happens at first, one of the reasons could be is because it's pulling out old fecal matter that's stuck in the crevices of the colon. If you've never had a colonics and got cleaned out, you're probably carrying around a lot of dried out crud sticking in there, and it's blocking the intestinal walls, so your nutrients and your food and your supplements aren't getting through as well. They have to work to get through. Well, the clay pulls this out, and when it throws it back into the canal to be eliminated, it's dried and it's hard and it's dark and it's smelly. And if you keep working at it, eventually it will lighten up. Now, some people stay constipated, and I just recommend that you take over-the-counter magnesium tablets. Take one morning and night, 250 milligrams. You can adjust the doses as you need it. It's not a heart laxative, and most of us need more magnesium in our bodies anyway. That's my theory on it. It's because clay is homeostasic and wants to bank the body into balance. And as we all know, a balanced body can heal itself. That's the body's function, is the kidney, the liver, and the lymph gland get rid of the waste and the toxins so the body can maintain its balance. But we live in such a toxic world that it's impossible for the kidney and the liver and the lymph glands to filter out all the toxins we're exposed to during the day. And if we get a big heavy dose of toxins and it can't get it out, these things are stored in the soft tissues and joints of your body. And later on, they cause such an imbalance that our whole system is out of kilter. We're running on 2 pistons instead of 6 pistons, and both of those are missing. So they're misfiring every now and then. So what we want to create is balance in the body. All right, thank you for that, Samantha. I read to take a couple of ounces of clay a day and then take a break. My husband drinks about 8 ounces in a day without a break. Is that a problem? No, it's not, and I think that depends on the type of clay you're taking. There's some immature clays out there that they recommend take it for a while, stop for a while, take it for a while, and stop for a while. A good, safe calcium bentonite clay, it's fine to take it. I've been taking it daily for over 10 years, and because I'm older, I probably take more than the average person. Now, when you say he's drinking 8 ounces a day, is he drinking a tablespoon and 8 ounces of water or 2 tablespoons and 8 ounces of water? The recommended mixture is 2 tablespoons, which would be 1 ounce to 8 ounces of water. And it's very hard to stir clay into water because it tends to lump. So if you have a little frother, you can put in there and mix it. Or if you want to make a big container, I have a 32-ounce jug. I fill it half with water. I put a half a cup of clay in, which is a 1-to-8 ratio. I shake it real good to get all the lumps out. Then I put the rest of the water in, and I shake it again. And then I have my clay mixed up. I leave it on the kitchen cabinet. You don't have to refrigerate it. It's not going to spoil. Now, I'm not sure if somewhere out there people are putting a teaspoon or a tablespoon in 8 ounces of water, and that's not the correct ratio to accomplish very much. So I'm not sure when he drinks 8 ounces how he's mixing it. So I kind of over-explained that a little bit. Okay, Danielle Smith from Oklahoma City. My daughter is having a very hard time with acne. How would you use to combat acne? You want to combat acne two ways. You want to use it topically, daily, at night when she washes her makeup off, put a layer of clay on, let it dry, and wash it off. It takes about 15 minutes to dry. anytime she feels a new bump coming up, if she'll take some of the clay mask and just dab it on there, it will actually disappear before it develops and makes a head. Now, drinking the clay is very important. Why? Because acidity is associated with acne. My brother had severe acne when he was a teenager, but he could not wear a silver necklace. If he put silver on his body, by the end of the day it was black. His system was so acidic, and that contributed to his acne. So you want to drink clay to balance that acidity. And again, a good diet. You know, if she's eating chocolate and fried foods, she's stopping up these pores, and the clay has to pull it out and clean it out. But I would have her drink them. And kids are a little, you know, the clay really has no taste when you put it in your mouth and hold it in your mouth. It's just cold. But they look at it and they don't want to drink it because it looks like they're drinking dirt. So for my grandson, I put it in little apple juice. She can put it in a smoothie. Chocolate milk, you can't even see it. Of course, chocolate isn't good with people with acne. So that's the approach I would take for acne. And, you know, it's really acne's worst nightmare. If you're not stressed out quite a bit, it will really nip it in the bud. Okay, Dawn in Arkansas. Hi, Perry. A question about the proper container use. Is glass the ideal type of container since the clay might leach toxins from plastic? Do you recommend on where to purchase containers? Yes, glass is ideal. Glass or pottery, you could store it in a ceramic pot that's been fired, but you want a lid on it to keep it from drying out. Good food grade plastic is okay. You can get those, you know, if you're in the food department at Walmart, they have containers that are food grade storage food. Containers, Rubbermaid, that are the right type of plastic. I seriously wouldn't worry about it because anything that the clay pulls out, it's going to hold. And since 1 gram of clay, which is less than a teaspoon of these little microscopic business cards, if you took those little cards and spread them out side by side, 1 gram, which is less than a teaspoon, would cover a fourth of a football field. So there's a lot of surface area for clay to hold toxins. You know, I wouldn't worry about drinking polluted water if I had some clay to throw in the water and stir and let it settle and pull the toxins out and drink the water off the top. Same thing with that. You don't want to store it with a metal lid or in a metal container. Now, everyone says don't use metal with clay. We don't want you to get in the habit of that. If you forget and take a spoonful with a metal spoon, it's okay. It's not hydrated and activated at that point. You don't want to leave the spoon in your clay overnight. So it's temporary contact with metal is okay. You can blend your clay for a bath or a liquid, or if you want to make quite a bit of mass, put it in your blender. Makes a very smooth mix. But when you get through, take those blades off and wash them real good or you're going to rust the blades of your blender. So, good question there. Thank you. Good questions today. Okay, Dawn has another question. Will you please discuss using clay for removing moles and skin tags? Should clay be kept moist or is it okay to let it dry and stay on overnight? You know, for drying up moles and skin tags, it's better to put on, let it dry, wash it off, put it on, let it dry, wash it off. At night, you can put a thin coat on and sleep with it on. They'll kind of dry up the skin tags, but it takes constant, pretty much doing it daily or as often as you can throughout the day. I sleep with the light coat on at night. I have shriveled up a few skin tags if they're not too big. And I've got some moles I'm working on, and they're getting smaller, but they haven't gone away yet. So some moles dry up quickly and are removed, and others hang in there a little longer. I guess they're different type of molds. Okay, Dawn has another question. My 88-year-old grandfather takes Coumadin blood thinner 2 times a day, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., so he's concerned about ingesting clay. Please advise proper timing for drinking it. Have him check with the pharmacy and ask him how long it takes for his body to absorb the blood thinner, the Coumadin. It's probably 1 to 2 hours. And then any time after it's absorbed, the clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, so it's never going to be in a conflict with it. So, you know, just if you're taking medicines, you want to take it away from the medicine. I don't think it bothers blood pressure medicine, or it doesn't bother pregnancy pills, or I'd have more grandchildren. But there's some medicines we don't know. Mostly it's a medicine with a live bacteria, or if it's got a high chemical content, that it might draw some of the chemical out and weaken the medicine. So check with the pharmacy. He can tell you the absorption rate of the medicine, and then you can just leave that length of time and then take it. Thank you for asking that. Well, we're out of questions right now. I wanted to go over and look at some testimonials I've got recently. Some of them just blew me away, and I wanted to share those with you. Let me get to them here. This one was the lady that had shingles. Well, I told you about that. She had the bite, and she never got the pain, and it dried up in 2 weeks. Okay, I'll close that one out, and we'll go pick another one. This lady called in and said, the other night I woke up at 3:15 a.m. and started thinking about all I needed to do for the busy month ahead. When I do that, I create an acid condition in my body, and a sore raises up on my bottom lip area. It's very painful and can burst and be very uncomfortable to deal with while I'm working. I had gotten up during the night and used my regular remedy of blue-green marine algae, but it didn't work this time. But I remembered my little jar of clay mask, and the next morning layered a thick amount on the sore. I left it on during the hour drive I had to my job that Saturday, and by the time I drove up, the sore had completely disappeared, and 2 days later it has not raised up again. Living clay just saved me 2 weeks of embarrassment and irritation. I will always keep a jar of this clay on hand for the rest of my life. Becky A. So, you know, if you get it on those cold sores in a hurry, they will just shrink back down. It took her an hour. She put it on real thick. That's another clue that you want to do it that way. This one just came in. A gentleman heard me on a... He said, I heard the rebroadcast of Perrier on the Power Hour. I want to give a testimonial about my 94-year-old diabetic father. Dad lives with us and usually has his pants on when sitting in his recliner. One day I went into his part of the house and he wasn't wearing his long pants. His legs were purple up to his knees and were numb. My wonderful wife packed clay around his leg twice a day with press and seal for 2 weeks. His legs are now white and pink. Praise the Lord. David S. So if you know people with diabetic conditions and their legs are starting to get that purpley blood look, get after it with clay. She did it twice a day very aggressively with the clay poultices, put the clay thickly on his legs from his knees down, and did that for 2 weeks, wrapped them in saran wrap, no press and seal or saran wrap, and for 2 weeks, and now his legs are back to pink and normal, so the blood flow has been restored. And that's very important to people with diabetic ulcers. Once they get to the purple stage and start losing feeling in their feet, the neuropathy sets in, and that usually leads to amputations. So I was thrilled with that testimonial. And another one I had, and I wish you could see these pictures. A worker had burned his hand with hydrochloric acid. He was at work, and he didn't stop and do anything. He just kept on working. By the time he got home, his hand was on fire. He went to the doctor. They wanted to amputate part of his thumb, it was on his hand, and do a skin graft to the dark fleshy part between his thumb and forefinger. It was black and swollen and gross looking. He chose clay and soaked his hand in the thick clay mass for 13 hours the first time. His wife said she got a plastic bag and filled it full of the clay mass, put it on him and taped it at the wrist, and he slept with it on. He put it on as soon as he got home. Now, he had not been able to move his thumb, and he was in intense pain. Just, of course, it said burned through all the nerves, and he was in this intense pain. That was prior to the clay application. The next morning, the pain was greatly reduced, and he could wiggle his thumb. He kept doing the poultices for 4 more days, and, you know, alternating and letting air get to it in between. The clay cleaned the wound, and the dead skin started peeling off. He has no pain. He can move his thumb easily, and where the skin is peeling off, there's pink new skin now present. So the doctors were going to amputate and do a skin graft. Wonder what that would have cost him. And clay will debry the dead skin cells on anything, a wound, a burn. If there's dead skin cells present, it sort of debrides the wound. It sloughs it off. And she shows me this picture, and you can see the skin peeling back and the very pink flesh underneath coming up. And I'm very anxious to follow up with them and see if there's even any scarring at all there. It doesn't look like it's going to be from the picture. So those are some amazing things that the clay has done that I've heard about just in the last week, and I get so excited when I get these testimonials. Okay, let me go back over and see if we have any more questions in queue. Julie Jenkins from Maple Valley. How do you use it for skincare on the face, a scrub? Can you just use powder, or do you need to buy the other products? You can make the mask yourself. The clay comes in a powder form. Our mask is just one part clay to three parts of water. So however much clay you use, you add 3 times that amount of water. Shake. Never stir. If you stir, it's going to lump. Put it in a container and shake it real good. Let it absorb the water. It'll take about 10 minutes, and you'll have a consistency of about chocolate pudding or sour cream. Apply that to your skin. You want to cover the skin where you can't see through it. Let it on 15 or 20 minutes to dry. You'll feel it tightening and pulling. When you wash it off, rehydrate, wet it. Take a wash rag and re-wet the clay, and then wash it off gently in circular motions. This gives you a scrub effects and exfoliation. It's not as exfoliating as our face and body scrub. The face and body scrub has tiny, very fine ground walnut hulls in the clay to help with exfoliation. And it's also got some tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and jojoba oil. Men love it. They like to get in the shower, wet their face, take some, and wash their face with it, because it invigorates your skin and they can feel it. Men kind of have tough skin compared to women. Women love this too. It's one of our top sellers as a face and body scrub. My face, I literally feel my face for 20 minutes after I shower and wash with, because it really blazes a light coating of blood flow. The peppermint oil and the tea tree all working on your skin, and it's just excellent. An excellent face scrub. If you want to do one a day, you can. If you'll do 2 or 3 a week, maybe space them out every other day and do that for a month or so, people are going to start noticing you have a glow about your skin, and they're kind of wanting to know if you've been having Botox treatments. So it depends on, you know, how old you are. If you can see some wrinkle lines, they kind of really tighten them up. Now, sometime, particularly in the summertime, doing that many or using it every day, the skin begins to be a little dry in between. So So if you had that face and body scrub, to scrub that dry skin off, or if, when you're washing it off, be sure and do it in kind of a circular motion to get that dead skin off. It'll be fine, because the skin really feels baby soft when you wash it off. If it still continues to feel dry, you might use the Rejuvenation Face Cream. It's got clay in it. Clay is magical. When you put it in with creams and lotions, it takes the greasy texture out. Grease does not moisturize your face. My mother used to go to bed with this Olay or whatever it was on her face, and I go to kiss her tonight. I was just trying to find her lips that didn't have a place with that stuff on it. And it didn't help her skin that much anyway. But if you notice, when you put greasy hand cream on, you can't get out of the bathroom because you can't open the door. But later on, you have to go back and get some more hand cream. When you use the Living Clay cream products, your skin stays soft all day long, and it literally fluffs out the wrinkles. I've not seen anything like them. It's just, clay does its magic on them just like it does on us. Any information on successfully using clay with Lyme's disease? I don't know how many people are getting bit by deer ticks nowadays. It seems it's amazing how this Lyme's is spreading. I guess we're all going out in the woods where ticks are for some reason. I'm just wondering how many of it's really Lyme's disease, or they're misdiagnosing something. We have several practitioners that use it as part of their protocol. They want them to detox internally and take the clay baths and detox externally. And then they're also treating them with a diet, a very healthy diet, and supplements. And I don't know what their supplements are. But there are several of them that are using that, use the clay in their protocol. But it's not a standalone for that. Because clay helps support your body and bring it into balance and strengthen the immune system, there's just not much of anything you can have that it's not going to be beneficial in some way or another. Okay, is it okay to leave the clay in your car extreme hot or cold temperatures? It depends. When you have the little samples, we send out these little samples in the little white jars. Those are not really airtight and thick containers, and they will dry out pretty quick, leaving them in the hot car. I've opened some, and it's gone back to the rock stage, and it doesn't hydrate as well, rehydrate as well as it does when you mix it the first time. So, it's going to dry out quite a bit. Cold doesn't seem to bother it, but the hot temperatures dry it out. You put it in your purse, carry it in and out of the building, you know, that should be okay. But just leaving it in your car during the day doesn't work too well. And good, thanks for sharing that too. Sometimes I forget to tell people that. Julie Jenkins, how often to use clay with shingles, and is it best to use with saran wrap or leave open to dry? Okay, I think you have a typo there in me. I don't know if you mean wrinkles or it says shingles, so I'm thinking you're trying to say shingles. I would put the clay really on thick and cover it with a little saran wrap or some press and seal. Occasionally put it on and leave it open to dry, sort of alternate them. It may get worse at first because clay is going to pull the virus up to the surface where it can get hold of it. Just keep staying with it. When it starts hurting again, put fresh clay on there. You may have to change it several times a day. And you use the clay mask with that. And, you know, it's best to put it on there as often as you can. The thing about using a big patch of press and seal is it'll hold it in place, and you can put your clothes over it and go to work and go about your business, and you can even put it on that way at night. But with something like that, thicker is better. When the lady told us that had the guy that had his hand burned with the hydrochloric acid and he soaked his hand in the clay all night long, she said when they opened the bag and took it off, the clay smelled rotten. It just had this, it had this horrible odor. So it had pulled those chemicals out of his body. And if you ever notice the clay is smelling, that's the time to take it off and use a fresh application. But alternated, occasionally you want to let it open to dry. But if you can put it on thick at night, sleep with it on there, take it off in the morning, leave a little exposure to air, maybe put a thin coat on, let it dry, wash it off, and then later put another thick coat on. Just rotate it around and play with it. Excellent questions today. Cindy in Portland, what about taking calcium or sodium bentonite? Does one work better than the other for internal cleansing? I prefer the calcium bentonite. Sodium bentonites are gooey and thick. They have a different consistency. They're almost a plastic-like consistency when you mix them up. Using them topically, it takes longer for them to dry, and they don't have that strong pulling effect. The difference in sodium and calcium is in the inner layer, and the sodium has a -1 charge, plus one charge, and calcium has a +2. So it's a calcium oxide and a sodium oxide, and it's the oxide link. The calcium bonds the inner layers tighter and holds them tighter, where the sodium will slough off a little quicker. It's kind of complicated to say. And you'll notice that sodium people don't like to put sodium on the label. If you have a jar and it doesn't say calcium or sodium specifically, generally it's sodium. They're trying to slip it by you. It depends on how high the sodium is. There's some lower sodiums that work fine. I invite you to get a small amount of both of them and compare them and see what you like best. Okay. You know, there are some calciums out there that swell, and that's the good one. And there are some people that think, okay, if I add sodium to my calcium bentonite, I can make it a better clay. I've tried that. It doesn't. It takes away from the clay. When you mix sodium to it and you shake it up and add water to it, the clay does not stay emulsified. It separates. You have a thin water on top and all the clay goes to the bottom. So it doesn't have that expansive property to it. There's just a difference there. Dawn said, a testimonial. My friends, family, and I have had amazing results with clay lately. Thank you. Taking the sting out of a yellow jacket attack, reducing pain and swelling and bleeding from hitting the head, reducing migraine pain, reducing flu-like symptoms, wrinkles reduced, pain from knee replacement reduced. So, wow, thank you, Dawn. Those are some great. And, you know, that's what makes us clay believers, and that's what makes us want to give a little package of clay to everybody we know of, particularly if they have a complaint. I always say suffering is optional with clay. Because of its analgesic properties, it's absolutely amazing. If something hurts, put clay on it. And she's right about just bumping your head. My grandson was running through the house when he was 3, and he tripped and he hit the corner of the kitchen cabinet right on that sharp edge. And he had a goose egg come out on his head. This knot came out on his head with a little line through it. He was screaming bloody murder, and I took the wet clay and put it over that knot. And within 30 seconds, wasn't even a minute, he stopped crying, jumped down, and ran back playing with the other kids. You'd think with a knot like that, if you jumped down and ran, it would throb every time you took a step. But it just took the pain away, and he just went back to playing like it never had happened. And it does. It sucks the venom out of insect bites. It reduces swelling and inflammation from joints that are aching. If it hurts, put clay on it. If it hurts, put clay on it. Now, I don't know how you used it for a migraine. You may have applied it to your forehead. or wherever the pain was. That's one way. Another friend of mine has migraines, and she said she was down to a half a cup of clay, and she had a severe migraine attack coming on, and she went ahead and used that and took a clay bath with a half a cup of clay. She said within 15 minutes, her migraine attack was completely gone, and generally they last all day. So it's amazing what it can do with these things, and thank you for that, Dawn. You know, I love hearing testimonials, and if anybody wants to share their testimonials, it's how we learn. We learn from each other about how you use it and everything. What if you don't have a bathtub? Will a foot bath work just as good? May not be just as good, but it's very good. Your feet are a very large sweating organism, so they have lots of pores that open, and the clay is strong enough to pull the toxins out. You may need to soak your feet a little longer than you would stay in a tub. I would suggest you get a kind of a shoe pan size container with a lid, like a sweater, plastic sweater box at the at Walmart, and mix up a batch, probably a 1-to-5 ratio. You want it thicker than the mud and thinner than the mud, but not as thin as the liquid, somewhere in between a 4 or a 5 ratio of clay to water, and mix it real good. I'd put it in the blender and mix it. You may have to do 2 batches to get it thick enough where you could cover your feet. Soak your feet in it, and when you take it out, now you've got to dry your feet off because you're going to be slick. Clay is very slippery, and if you're on linoleum and try to take a slip, they might, just like being on ice, your feet will slip right out from under you, so be careful. If you can, when you take it out, kind of prop your feet up and let it dry on there a little bit. But the clay foot baths do work. And like I say, it's better if you can leave your feet in there for an hour. And if you can make it with warm water when you're making it, that's good because that helps open those sweat glands on the feet. And you can cover it and use it several times. Now, the clue is, when the clay gets full, it's going to start smelling. If it starts smelling, you need to throw it out. If it's too thick, add a little water to it, rub it around, you know, dilute it, and go put it on your plants, your garden, your yard, the flower bed, whatever. Okay. Thank you for that, because there are a lot of people that either can't get in a bathtub or don't have bathtubs. So, well, we are over out of time. It was a great program today. I thank all of you who are listening in and who are tuning in, and thank you for the testimonials too. And I want to invite you to share your testimonials anytime. We love hearing how the clay works and how you used it and how long you took it and when you started and how many days before you noticed results, or how many seconds or minutes in some cases. With burns, it's just seconds. So this is Perrier. Our time is up today. So I'm signing out, and go have a wonderful week and weekend. And be sure and take your clay with you. The insects are out, and as this weather is cooling down, and keep that clay handy. Thank you, and Perrier, over and out.